Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. This I tell you, brother.
7:12. Well, you know what that means. Whenever you hear Frank Sinatra's voice singing around here, it means Joe Farini and his wife Cindy are going to show up. And it's for My Marriage Matters. Thanks for coming back, you two.
Hey, good morning.
Have I ever asked you whether you like Dean Martin or Frank Sinatra better, Joe?
Oh, I like them both. Yeah, Mr. Sinatra, Mr. Martin, these are two of my top guys, yeah. Always.
Yes, please, Joe says, both. Okay, but you guys got a tough but honest question from one of your followers recently. Can you give us details on the question?
Well, it was really interesting. I thought this woman really thought well of this question and really thought it out well, too. And she really wants to know, what is her role of submission as a new wife in marriage? And I think it was, I'm going to guess that it was Howard Hendricks who said, if a husband has to say, you need to submit to me, he's probably not doing the leadership of his family in the right way.
Yeah.
And I think, gosh, that's one way to really begin to put a check on what's our motive in as a husband. What would be the motive of saying you have to submit? But her first question basically was, the idea that people say, well, you know, you're under the protection umbrella of protection of your husband. And she kind of wanted to know, like, kind of where that came from and is that true? And so even though Scripture doesn't say anything about an umbrella, there are Scriptures that talk about our husband being, if the Scripture I'm thinking of is Ephesians 5:22 and 23, wives, submit to your own husbands as to the Lord, for the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church. And so the picture of the head is just really the covering over us. And so I do think there is a protection of covering when our husband is leading properly, and if they're leading properly, which we can get into in a minute, it should be easy for us as wives to submit, because it's not a submission that's mean-spirited or manipulative. It's a spirit of really cooperating with my husband and working with him.
Now, I can imagine, Cindy, that it's difficult for strong women to swallow the pill of submission, so to speak. I know you and Kathleen are both real strong women, and you don't view this as some sort of like subservient slave kind of role, am I right?
Oh, absolutely not. And I think, you know, I would like to think that it's because, hopefully, Kathleen, too, and myself, because we have husbands who are desiring to lead as Christ has given us instruction for them to lead. And if someone's leading you in the right direction and leading you properly and with love and care and concern, there shouldn't be a need for us to, you know, be upset with that, because it's out of love that they're directing and guiding us.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Joe could share a little bit about what that looks like.
Well, actually, sometimes it's better sometimes to give the opposite opinion on these things. And I agree totally with what Cindy just said. But let me give you an example of when you should not be following your husband. And an example of that is that if there is sin in this guy's life, you don't have to submit to him and become a partner in that sin. Let me give you an example of that, of a very real case that we actually have several times at conferences, is if the guy is addicted to pornography and he's insisting that his wife becomes, you know, also involved with pornography in order to improve their sex life. Well, that is not a biblical format for building oneness in a marriage relationship. I mean, at what point do you say, I no longer need to follow this guy because he's leading me into a path of sin? I mean, where do you start? Where do you stop, I should say? I mean, if the guy's a bank robber and his wife wants him to become he wants his wife to be an accomplice, should she follow him? That's foolishness. So if there is sin in this guy's life, then there isn't a need to follow his lead.
Interesting. Okay, so now if you're to flip that, Joe, what about the men listening? I mean, what do they need to know if they're new in marriage or even just need a refresher course on what it means to actually lead?
Well, this is one of the reasons why one of the best things we do at our conferences is we renew our marriage vows at the end of our conferences, because in those marriage vows are really the guidelines of the parameters that the guy needs to be following if he's going to help build a strong marriage relationship. And it, you know, these, I'm just reading it here at this point because it says, you know, at the end of our marriage covenant vows, it goes something like this: to love her, to honor her, to cherish her, to protect her, forsaking all others as long as you both shall live.
Mm-hmm.
Well, those are pretty good guidelines.
Yeah.
I mean, but if there is an area where there it's not clear that one thing is a sin or not a sin, if it's a gray area, this is a time for some intense fellowship, you know, between you and your spouse. This is where this is a good conversation starter, if you will, for this couple, is to decide, is this a good thing that we should be doing this in this area of our marriage? So I think those are some really good guidelines to begin to start with.
And this can be complicated, as oftentimes secular forms of leadership are more like the CEO that's, you know, harsh and delegating and telling everybody what to do. When in fact, when Jesus says that you should love your wife as Christ loved the church, that's a sacrificial type of servant leadership.
Absolutely.
And there's a big difference, right, Joe?
It's a huge difference there. I mean, we are to be loving our wife as Christ loved the church. And that's about giving your life up for her and serving her and helping her to become all that she can become. At that point, the wife wants to come alongside. I mean, it's a lot nicer environment when you're in a situation where you know that someone loves you and cares for you and wants to protect you. In that environment, you can flourish in that relationship. And at that point, that wife just grows to become all that she can become in Christ.
Now, there's got to be people who are listening who often have used, well, hey, you got to submit to me. So how mm-hmm. do you even begin to start that conversation? Because it's not always going to be loving and easy.
Sure. Well, I think in some of these cases, counseling might need to be put into action just because it will help sort out what each other is thinking and how they're approaching it. You know, it's great if a couple has good communication skills, if they can sit down and say to one another, if the wife says to the husband, you know, I feel like you're not leading in this direction. Maybe it's just daily quiet times and prayer or family devotions or things like that, but maybe it's bigger areas like, you know, work-related or family-related, and she's not feeling like he's leading the way he should. And so I think that, you know, that's great if you can have those conversations, but maybe some people aren't at a point, Kathleen, like you're just saying, they're not at a point where they can really talk that through clearly. But if they can, to be able to sit down and say, here's some areas I think we need to talk about, here's some things I think we need to do, and it should be a mutual conversation, you know, as well. I think mm-hmm. it should be mutual. And one other thing, too, I think it, through submission, a woman should never lose her identity of who she is. And I feel like if a husband is expecting submission and badgering and manipulative, those are the kinds of things that tear at a person's identity. And that person, after a while, they aren't even who they were to begin with. That is not how a husband should get their wife to submit. Submission is, for a woman, is when a husband loves her so dearly and cherishes her so dearly, she wants to come alongside and participate with him. And I think in a really, truly godly situation, a husband is going to say, you know, even though I would like thus and such, or I'd like to do thus and such, I recognize that this is not helpful to you, and I would like, you know, I would like to serve you. You know, there are so many things I think in a marriage, just for instance, being a stronger personality as I am, you know, I love when I get to go speak and when I get to do things in ministry. My husband has never said, you will not do that. You're not going to do that. He has given me every opportunity to get to do the things that I believe and that he believes God has given me to do. So it's really a working together, but certainly never holding something over someone's head and saying, you can't do this.
Well, some great advice again this week from Joe and Cindy Farini with their My Marriage Matters segment, been on the station for years. And you can even connect more deeply with them online about this. And so how can folks find you online, Cindy?
Yes, let me give that. And then I think Joe wants to say one more thing. We would like to have people come to My Marriage Matters on Facebook and like it. And then on Monday through Friday, we post something about 9:00 in the morning, something they can talk about, think about, discuss. And today I think would be a good day as a challenge, just to sit down with your spouse and say, you know, how does this look in our life? Even if you think things are going very well, take a moment and sit down and look. And then I think Joe has one closing comment.
Yeah, if I could just say one more thing, and that is that ultimately this guy needs to understand that he is ultimately accountable to God for his leadership. And so his deeds, his words, his lifestyle, his attitude, all those things, the husband's relationship with Jesus really sets the tone for his relationship with his wife and with his family. And so that is where it comes down to. It's making sure that that relationship with him and the Lord is really all that it should be.
Excellent. Well, thanks again, you two, for all your advice, and I'm sure we'll have you back again next Monday.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you so much.